Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be back on the airways with you. I've had quite a crazy couple weeks, but I would not be doing you a service if I didn't drop a podcast. So I am excited to talk to you all today. I think that the topic of discussion is so needed. You know, we've just passed by Valentine's Day. And, you know, if we have loves in our lives, or if we're blessed with little children or even little puppies that might make paw prints for us on Valentine's Day, we feel pretty solidified on that day. But there are a lot of people that didn't have anybody on February the 14th to shower them with love. And, you know, if they're in a negative place, like I have been in my life, for plenty of years have I passed by February 14th, even being with people in my life, being married or, you know, having a significant other. And I felt as empty as that box of Whitman chocolates that none of us should be eating, right? But I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about how you can love yourself, you know, day in and day out, not just on Valentine's Day. I want to drop a few things that I use and what I look at for really being able to envelop myself with love, not just say it, you know. There's a lot of times that we can stand in the mirror. I could tell you to say affirmations about how much you love yourself until you're blue in the face. But if you don't start really walking in what self-love, self-compassion, and self-direction looks like, you're going to still find yourself at a dead end when it comes to looking, searching, and driving in your love. And I want you to think about that. I've talked about it in other podcasts that we are the drivers of our own cars. You know, we are the ones that sit in the driver's seat. We put this baby in on brake. We set it into the gear that we want, and then we take off. Now, where we go with that gear of love is completely up to us. You know, just like everything, positive or negative, we have the right to control it. So our topic for today are three ways to fall in love with yourself every day, not just on Valentine's Day. So my number one thing, and this is going to be so true because it's the last thing we want to do, whether we're creating goals to change our lives or if we want to just love ourselves, one of the biggest things we want to do is love ourselves with conditions, or what I would say is transactional love. Like, when I do this, this, and this, I will now be able to cash in my points and love me a little bit more. Love's not about that. When you want self-love, self-direction, and self-compassion, you've got to love yourself like this second that you're hearing this, the next second, next month, next week, on your best days, on your worst hair days, on all of it. You've got to love you. So that number one tip is accepting yourself for exactly who you are today, exactly who you are. It's great to want changes, but if you can't love yourself for who you are right now, your changes won't be as sufficient as you need them to be, because you'll always create changes without love being a part of it. You'll always create change just to love you. And change, like we know, is temporary. Even if it takes us to a positive place, it is not the end all and be all of all change. We have got to learn to love ourselves through it. So one of the things I would tell you is, you know, we cannot be the one always throwing shade at ourselves. We're going to have enough criticism that comes our way, you know, via work, via social media, whatever it is, family. There's a lot of things that goes on where we're going to take a lot of jabs of criticism. Why not be your own best friend? Why not start accepting who you are and loving all of you the way you are right now, hair, skin, nails, the whole gamut. Even if you're working on it, loving it, and, you know, loving it enough to want to make positive change, to enjoy who you are, not loving yourself to a condition that if you don't wake up and put the makeup on and get the hair curl to a T, that you're no longer as adequate. You have got to be adequate to you in order for you to love yourself. So that's the biggest one, is dare to try to transform who you are in the second of who you are, not who you are in the long term. So accept you right now. Like, as I'm giving you this podcast, I could say, like, gosh, there's so many other things that I could do right. I'll just wait until I'm perfect. But if I wait until I'm perfect to give information that I feel like people can use today, I'm not only hurting myself, I am hurting you. So I show myself love by not only just accepting doing the work, but being okay that progression is the multitude of what perfection is. We're always trying to fight for something bigger, better, more. Perfection doesn't exist. Progression does. That's why we step up every day and we do what we can to love ourselves. And this is how I show my love. So don't think about, like, do I have to be great to share who I am? Or do I have to be, you know, this spellbinding author in order to have meanings and thoughts that do something for yourself and others? That's not what it is. It's about loving you. Do you love who you are? Do you love what you put out there in the world? Number two is setting boundaries. We have to set boundaries. You know, I talked about Valentine's Day and having kids, you know, and all those things are great. But if you don't have boundaries to just get to know you a little bit, just to sit down and write your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations, you know, this is not only for little kids, you know, senior projects to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. Some of us as grownups have not sat down and figured out like, what the heck are we going to be after this Fortune 500 company that we've decided to run? You know, who are we going to be once our kids leave the house? That is one of the hugest things that I have heard as a life coach, you know, a nutrition coach, fitness, accountability. If you can think about it, I have heard it and I've talked to women in all facets of age. And I can tell you one of the most trying ages is right there between like 45 and 60 when you're becoming an empty nester, because all of a sudden we decide that like 15 to 16, 18 years of our child's life has been our child. You know, we have been so involved in, you know, what school do they go to and, you know, what boo-boos do they have, that when they start to move out and we're sitting there on graduation day and you look at your husband or your significant other and you say, what the heck am I going to do now? What do we do now? And it becomes so frustrating to just look back and see that you haven't been planning for you, that you've only been planning for the other. So set boundaries to sit down and dream again, to have some hopes. You know, what are some aspirations? Even if they're far-fetched, you have to start inviting your mind to think further than the places that it is in. You know, I talked about you loving yourself in the moment. Yes, that is very true. But as far as goal setting and setting priorities, sometimes the biggest priority we need is just to sit down. It's not setting to do more. It's setting to do less. And I want you to be able to do that. I want you to know that when we set those boundaries, it keeps us from stepping all over ourselves. A lot of times we allow people to step over us, whether it's in business or in relationships, because we don't have the boundaries set. We're hoping that other people will love us enough to treat us right, right? We're hoping that when the boss sees that we're super, uber, duper tired and we've worked our behinds off and we've done everything, we've crossed every I or we've crossed every T, dotted every I, that will be enough for them. And we're seeing that sometimes it's not, but we're not setting personal boundaries to even go to that boss and say, you know what? I've done absolutely everything that you've asked me to do. I have been so forward thinking in this company or in this area that I feel like I have given it everything I have. And I'm going to set a boundary now to ask you to give some more of yourself. Sometimes we need to be able to boomerang that back up to the head place. You cannot hold everything, whether it is for your business, someone else's business, or for your relationship. It takes setting boundaries. And the longer it takes for you to set boundaries in places that add pressure to your life, the longer you're going to stay in pressure in your life in those areas. So you have got to decide to step up for you, your number one player. And the last one, and this is my favorite one, if you get to know me very, very well, you will know that I love to joke and laugh. Like, I will try to make you laugh within the first 5 minutes of meeting you, no matter where I meet you at, whether it's in Walmart, Lowe's Food, or at the church house. I want to make you laugh. And I feel like one of the biggest things that we forget as adults is to laugh with ourselves. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard that quote or that little saying that says, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you. There are certain times in life that you just need a daggone laugh at yourself. Not just because you tripped and you fell, because, you know, those are funny, because I'm pretty clumsy. I've laughed at myself thousands of times on a fall. But I want you to think about the falls that you have in life and how even those falls in life need to have a little bit more laughter behind them. We stop the goals and we stop the challenges because we are unable to find the humor or the teachable moment. All we see is failure when we're heading towards success, even the success of loving ourselves. If you wake up one morning and a negative thought pops in, all of a sudden for that whole day, you're going to say you don't love who you are. And that is just nonsense at this point. I want you to feel like you can love you and you can laugh at you up or down, big or small, tall or short. That is what it's about. Self-love, self-driven compassion is built on the inside and it's got to flourish. It's got to be watered. Just like with laughter, it has to have some sunlight. So you've got to give yourself love and it's got to be cultivated. We've got to be willing to start digging down and planting the seed of love and waiting for it to grow. But while we're waiting for it to grow, we're nurturing it. We have got to be the miracle grow in our own love pattern. We have got to start stepping up and saying that we are enough It's great to have someone else. It really is. You know, it is such a blessing for me to be married to someone that I absolutely adore after going through such a hard, tumultuous time with my past relationship. But even in that, if my husband, who I love more than anything right now, was to choose to do something different with his life, I still have to love me. And there was a hard concept for me a lot of years, I think, from having my child so young and finding love outside of myself at 16 years old and my daughter. I found that, you know, I was living to just love her moments and everything she had. And you have your second child and you're loving for the both of them and just them when your love isn't strong enough within your relationship. And then when that relationship is done, no matter whether it's you walking away or them walking away, it doesn't matter. Either way, you're cutting and removing something from your life. And you know what I used to tell my clients is no matter what you add or you take away from your life, you want to feel a positive change if it was something you were doing for a positive reason. And even in that, we feel like leaving someone, we're not ready for it because there's going to be a little bit of negative that comes with it. Yeah. And sometimes the negative is just being alone, which is one of those things I talked about is the very first one is to accept yourself for who you are today. A lot of us are trying to get the exception of everybody else. We want everybody else to love us. We want to be all the things for everyone, but not being the thing we need to be for us, which is pure love. Love that is unconditional. I learned that in Bible, and I love to see that they had that on a commercial talking about all the different ways you can say love. But agape love is a love that you have so internally deep. It means and needs nothing but to just be itself. And I want you to shed some agape love on yourself. So as you listen to this podcast this morning, I hope that it just really helps you look deeper into why loving you is an everyday, all day, 365 day type of situation. You've got to do it. It's no longer something that is up for discussion. If you don't love who you are, you can't expect other people to love you. And you can't expect to really love somebody else as truly as you think you do. So if you're sitting here and you're listening to this and you're like, oh, that's a bunch of malarkey. I love my kids to the moon and back. You're not loving them correctly if you can't love yourself, because every time you get down, you will find a down in them. You'll tell them to love not liking themselves if they're not 100% perfect to what the world's standards or even your standards are. So I want you to sit down and think of what is the standard of love that you show yourself? And then what is the standard of love that you show your family, your friends, those people that you're, even your coworkers? Some of us treat our coworkers better than we treat ourselves. We'll give them every accolade in the book while we burn ourselves to the stake. And I want you to start seeing yourself as someone that you can smile at, that, you know, you can laugh at yourself, you can set those priorities needed, and that you can learn to love every single part about who you are in the moment. And stop waiting for love to come with a transaction. Stop waiting to get the degree or lose the weight to love you. Do it now, do it today, and do it in every single way possible. I want to just leave you with that because it is so important to me for you to love you. You know, as the Love Uplifted Lady, I have worked hard to get to this place where I unconditionally love this girl named Angela Midget, and I'm teaching my kids to love exactly who they are, and I want you to do the exact same, and I want you to start enveloping your kids to do the same thing, and your family members, and your mom, and your dad. Tell them to love themselves. Ask them, have they talked to them in a while? Start having the conversation around the tough areas in life. I'm telling you, you'll be happy that you did. I know that your Love Uplifted life is out there. You've just got to be willing to go and find it. Thank you so much for listening out today. Have a great one and go get loving you.